Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to try some of that Cindy sauce. But anyway, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are live and local in the downtown studios. We're going to bring this train to the station. And before I get started, I want to talk a little bit about something I'm doing here in the middle of March. It's called Laugh Fest. And if you're not familiar with this, it is a 10-day comedy festival that is coming to Grand Rapids March 7th through the 17th. And I'm fortunate enough to be part of that organization and helping them raise awareness and funds for cancer and grief support in our community. And the comedy festival, there's over 300 acts that are coming to town. And they're going to be happening for a 10-day period in downtown Grand Rapids. Lots of venues. Several of them are sold out. Tickets went on sale this week. And we're going to try to help these guys sell out all these shows, because if you've not done this before, it's a third year. It's a great place to come down, enjoy a night of entertainment, and some of the greatest restaurants in Michigan are right here in our backyard. So Laugh Fest is a great thing for a great cause, and the Grilling Guys are behind it, and we're hoping that you are too. So give it a look. Laughfestgr.org.
There we go. And you know, I like to go up to Whipple Lake, do a little hunting.
Yep, that's your spot.
Yep, I wore my Stormy Cromer when I got that last buck up there.
Several days in a row.
Yeah,
I
that's
heard.
Right. Yeah. So the owner of that property, his name is Ted. He's my buddy, Ted Baucamp from Lowell, and he is like totally eaten up with snowmobiling. So I talked to him yesterday. Matter of fact, last night we sat around and plotted this thing out. And I said, Ted, we need a snowmobile report. So on the live line right now is Big Ted for the Trail Report of Northern Michigan. Good morning, Ted.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey. Well, you know, if it comes to snowmobiling, Big Head Bob always goes to Ted for the tips. So
we don't even need to replay that story.
So let's get a trail breakdown.
Well, you know, it's January 19th, and we're talking about snowmobiling at this point because we really haven't had much of any. You know, there was a little snow just after the first, and if you went to the north or UP, you could have got a little riding in, but it's really stunk, especially after that recent warm-up. But things are changing dramatically right now. It's snow is kicking in like Baldwin North, and right now you could probably ride in the Gaylord area, Mancelona, and the UP above 28, the top of the UP, is great conditions. They've been getting snow the last couple days. So things are turning around. I guess all we can hope is the snow holds. It could be looking real good by next weekend.
Yeah, I think it will be, Ted. I was just looking on, you know, there's several websites you can go to check this out. One of them that I've used is called trailreport.com, and you can log in and report snow from wherever you are if you're out riding using your mobile device. And I'm looking at the UP, like you said. It appears that the eastern end of the UP out there by Drummond Island, it says as of January 19th, the blast of snow yesterday, they got 8 to 9 inches out there on the east end of the UP. So if you're headed up that way and you're not finding snow, make a right at the bridge and get over there on the east end, because apparently they got hammered yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that entire area, Baldwin North, is under winter storm watches, and the top of the UP is under lake effect snow warning, so there's a lot of snow coming.
So I think I suggest you get your buddy Farah and Jeff and all those boys together, and you come up to Black Lake in 2 weeks, because we're going to have some great snow. So that's a personal on-air invite to the whole Baucamp trail crew to come on up to Black Lake. Last year, we were lighting them up on some 1,100 Yamahas going across the water, and I think you could probably do a pretty good job of keeping up with those boys.
We've run that area before. It's a great area to ride.
Okay, so you get a hold of Farah, and you guys get up there for our big sturgeon festival, all right?
Sounds good, guys.
Okay, bud. Thanks a lot. That's Ted Baucamp for the Ted's Trail Report.
Yeah, a new segment that we're going to be doing on a weekly basis as we move through the winter, because we know a lot of the guys that listen to the show have sleds, and it's important to know where the snow is, so how far you got to plan to drive before you get there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, Ted, you're buying the beer. So yeah. Thanks anyway.
But anyway, you know, snowmobiling's a lot of fun. It's a good family sport, but it's also a man sport. So I think it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Okay, today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue of Saranac. Now, we've been talking a lot of Uper stuff. We've had Stormy Cromer's. We've had the pasty things. Vicky's Pasty, baby, I'm telling you, right down in the edge of Kent County, or maybe even Ionia County.
Yeah, yeah. Saranac's in Ionia County, I think. But Main Street Saranac is only two blocks long. You can't miss Vicky's.
Wonderful pasty. You got to have one. Go see Tony and Tony out there. And they should have called it Tony and Tony's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's man law brought to you by Vicky's is bitching about the brand of free beverages in your buddy's refrigerator is forbidden.
You know what? I'm all over that. I just had the holidays, and I had four parties, right? And like I mentioned throughout the show, we're fortunate. A lot of people like to allow us to try their beer. And, you know, they opened my fridge, and I've got the smorgasbord of beer, right? Yeah. There might be 12, 14 different beers in my fridge.
Are we talking the Joppy Cider, Johnson Cider? Do you want to elaborate?
No, I'm not going to pin anybody down. But and it wasn't all family, but I open it up and you get that wrinkled up nose and I'm like, you're kidding me. You know what? Just because you don't know what it is doesn't mean it's bad. Yeah. You aren't going to find a Budweiser in my fridge.
I drink Meister Brau.
Yeah. You're not going to find a Miller Lite or a Budweiser. If you want that at my house, you bring it. Right? I'll happily open it for you. Pour it in the glass.
You can have it in the garage.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't even think so. That's not how I roll. You know, what I do roll is Blue Point Long Island Beer Brewing Company, man. These guys know how to make great craft beers, and we've had Matt with us during the whole show. He's been sitting here patiently, but just wanted to give you one final shout out, man. That toasted lager is the whip. That is my beer. I really enjoy that. And you brought a bunch of other ones with you, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was funny talking about Muskegon earlier. A cool story about our oatmeal stout that we've had here today too. That's actually the official Irish Fest stout of the Muskegon Irish Fest. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been to every September up there, and we did about 100 half barrels in those 2.5 days of the festival. So
wow.
Muskegon has been a great community for Blue Point the roughly a year we've been here in Michigan. So if you like the Irish Fest stout, definitely check out our oatmeal stout that you can get around in and around the area too.
And describe that label for me, because again, I'm the guy that walks up and gets all starry-eyed in front of the craft beer case when there's 100 different varieties there. Is Blue Point on there prominently, or what's that look like?
Yeah, we actually have a great, the marketing side for us is in our packaging is really important, too. Obviously, first and foremost, always the liquid, but right behind it is our marketing packaging. And we actually use an artist on the West Coast. His name is Jimmy Woo, who actually, you see a lot of those cool concert posters that are artfully done. He does those, so we actually hire him to do a lot of our labels and packaging and stuff. So they all do kind of pop on the shelf, and the label's kind of the same spot, but they're all very unique and different, but they definitely do stand out. You know it's Blue Point when you see it.
Awesome. You've got Dr. Wu making your logo. That's really cool. That's very good. That's a very famous song about him.
Bob, next week on the show, we want you guys to tune in, because we're going to hit the Super Bowl grilling party and all of the variety of things that are going to go with the Super Bowl, so you can plan on that stuff. Get your grill on.
Chickens will never fly again after that Super Bowl, because
right.
The wings will be by the billions.
Yeah, I got 50 different recipes I've been sorting through, and we're going to bring you the top 10 wing recipes next week as we go through the show, because the actual Super Bowl weekend, that's too late. You got to be planned ahead. You got to get your grill on, and you're going to make a weekend festival out of that.
We'll be smoking sturgeon then anyway.
That's right. Exactly. We're going to be up at the Sturgeon Shivaree up in Onaway, Michigan.
Black Lake.
Up there at the bar. Is it Bar 211
or
Grill 211?
Please join us. It's at the 211 Bar and Grill. Please join us first, second, and third on Black Lake. If you've never been there, I just urge you to check it out, because this lake is so gorgeous. It's one of the best-kept secrets in Michigan, and it's got around, the DNR told me, 1,500 sturgeon in it. It's
right.
Just chock full of these dinosaur fish.
And you'll
They're
see some
so
people,
cool.
You'll see some people bring those in. It's a 2-day fishing season. That's the shortest season of any season in Michigan. But they allowed 7 of these things taken out of the lake this year. And the DNR watches this very closely. And then when the 7th one is done, the party starts.
That's right.
And it's kind of cool. But if you've never seen one of these things, look it up because it's an awesome place to go.
All right. So thanks for joining the Grilling Guys today. Appreciate having you along. Thanks to Matt Troutman for sticking with us and keeping us lubricated throughout the entire show. Appreciate that. Blue Point did a good job. Thanks a lot, son. All right. And we'll see you next week.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.